Back with Coach Gary Carter on the pregame. Coach, Saturday was a tough one. First three quarters, you were hanging there with Ben, though, and then the fourth quarter, things kind of just fell apart a little bit. What did that fourth quarter tell you about your team?
Well, I mean, you know, we gave them all we had. I mean, we didn't make too many mistakes to win. I mean, it wasn't really – I mean, hats off to them. They played good, and they played well enough to win. We made too many mistakes. So, I'm not trying to take any credit away from anybody because they did a great job, and, you know, they did a good job. Their kids did a good job. Their coaches did a good job. But, you know, we just made too many mistakes. You can't put the ball on the ground. You can't have a snap hit your wall in the back. And, I mean, it's just a lot of things that we did that put the ball on the ground too many times and, you know, gave up some big plays.
I know Saturday's a lot of time is kind of reviewing the game the night before and kind of correcting those mistakes, but obviously the game was on Saturday this past week. How did that affect practice for the week leading up to AJ?
Well, it puts you behind because, I'm trying to, you know, I'm the offensive line coach, so I'm trying to grade the linemen and, and get that done until Monday, you know. I mean, by the time you get home and the film gets uploaded and then you trade, and I didn't really get a chance to look at AJ until probably Sunday night, so... it's just, you know, it's hard. It puts you behind. I mean, I don't like going from Friday to a Saturday. If they were all Saturdays, it'd be great. You get in a routine and you stay in that routine. Or if they're all Fridays, then, you know, that's great that way too. So, but, you know, we adjust. I mean, we're resilient. So we do the best we can and we adjust and adapt and overcome, so to speak.
Real quick, I want to talk about your freshman. We've brought them up plenty of times this season, but they're doing really well this season. They're 4-0. Thursday, they lose their game against Heron. But what do you like about the team? And I know a lot excites you about them, but what exactly what excites you the most?
It's just a talented group, and they just do a lot of things. Well, I mean, they got a good group of linemen. They got a good group of backs. They just have to develop because nobody's going to stay where they're at. Everybody's either going to, get worse or get better, and hopefully our kids are going to grow grow as individuals and grow as in their body as well, and then physically get better and I like our numbers there. I mean, I think we're around 20 kids, and we can keep 20 kids and don't lose them. Don't lose them to something else, or the kids just lose interest, and hopefully we can keep them. And we get 20 seniors out in 4 years.
Coop has got his knee taped up. What happened there, and what's his status for the game?
I really don't know what happened there. He's just, he wasn't that way until Sunday, so yeah, I didn't see him limping Saturday or anything. It's just one of those things where that happens. He's a tough kid. He's going to play no matter what, and until he tells me he can't go, he's. I think he's probably the best kid in the conference, in my opinion, but I'm a little biased.
Anna Jonesboro this week, the past 2 weeks they've had big wins. Obviously last week Sparta, they won 57. The week before they had a big win against DuQuoin. They just have a lot of momentum going on right now. How do you combat a team that is riding high on momentum?
Well, we know what AJ's going to do. I mean, he's not going to change his stripes.
Exactly.
I mean, I have been here one time when he did come out and run spread, and I thought that he wasn't going to stay in, and he did. But he hasn't shown anything with that. He's going to run his system offensively and defensively and try to make his kids better at what they do, and that's what it comes down to. It comes down to, can you execute? What we're worried about with them is, it's them. I know their game plan probably is going to be, control the clock and try to make first downs and hold the ball and keep it away from us, and then hopefully, they're trying to try to score some touchdowns off of it. And our job is we got to put them in second and third and long. We can't put them in – they can't have second and threes and third and ones and those kinds of things. So we got to make them punt.
And obviously what you're alluding there to is their run first, run heavy. How have you liked your run defense this season?
Well, I mean, it's been good. I mean, we're going to bring some heat, and we're a pressure type defense. So, hopefully we can be in the right gap. Sometimes, we've had some issues in the past where we weren't in the right gap, and they have a very big offensive line. So their offensive line gets off the ball really well. Their backs know what they're doing, and they have a couple quarterbacks that can run the option and read it. And it's assignment football. We got to tackle everybody that's carrying out a fake, and that's just what you have to do.
Thanks a lot, Coach, and best of luck tonight.
All right, thank you.